RAI Argentina to the World presents the Iberá wetlands in the province of Corrientes. In the heart of the province of Corrientes in northeastern Argentina, in the borderline with Brazil, we find the Iberá wetlands or marshes, or the shining water in Guarani, the native language of the region. The wetlands or marshes mark the entrance door to one of the largest natural reserves of fresh water in the world, the so-called Guarani Aquifer System. Located about 800 kilometers from the city of Buenos Aires, they can be reached by plane in only 2 hours, by car or bus in about 11 hours. From the city of Mercedes, where the bus station is, there are still 115 kilometers along a rubble road till the locality of Carlos Pellegrini in the southern margin of the aquifer. Further on, there are other villages in the northern part of the reservoir, such as Concepción, 150 kilometers, San Miguel, 170, and Loreto and Ituzaingó, both close to Posadas, which are some of the other shoreline places along the Iberá marshes where visitors can enjoy a unique experience surrounded by the most awesome natural views. The natural paradise hosts the characteristic reptile of the area, the alligator, a reptile of the family of the crocodile, the deer of the swamps, the river wolf, a member of the otter family, and the so-called aguaraguazú, the long-legged fox of black snout. All of them, species distinguished as natural monuments of the province of Corrientes.
Pero vuelve, no. Ya no relincha de gozo y triste, muy triste me encuentro yo. Y fue en ese mismo tiempo, hace 2 años, que se marchó. Pobre mi caballo vaca, como lloraba cuando él murió. Era una peste fiera que de repente se lo llevó. Se revolcaba en el campo y como flecha me le pilló. Y me clavó sus ojazos como diciendo, curame vos. Pobre mi caballo va, como lloraba cuando él murió. Se endureció, lo enterra en un pozo hondo en el potrero donde nació. Maldigo la suerte perra que un día se lo llevó.
Último llanto.
Caballo vaca, como lloraba cuando él murió.
Tour Tourists can choose between lodging at any of the localities around the Ibora Lagoons and start the day by watching the thick vegetation and the animals of the place. Go on photographic safaris, horse riding, canoe rides or trekking. The species of water plants characteristic of the Ibora wetlands are the pond or water lily, the aguapé, the water sequins and the poppies, all of them playing an important role within the ecosystem. 350 bird species flock the skies, long and wide, the Ibora wetlands. Among them, the grey heron, the toucan, the stork and the bigua. Fishing lovers reach the Ibora waters to take part of the tournaments and parties that pay homage to this precious and abundant natural resource. A large part of the gastronomy is based on the dorado, the golden fish, spotted surubin, the surubi, tush, boga and baku, that can be seen in more than 60 lagoons within the Ibora wetlands. They can be grilled or cooked in elaborate dishes, cold or hot, for the tourists to choose and enjoy the different regional tastes. To these typical dishes, we must add the yuca, a sort of potato, a minor hunting pieces. Everything within a context that surrounds the natural reserve, turning the place into a magic place in order to discover tastes, aromas, and textures, and unique species in a majestic rainbow of natural, infinite colors. Laborious hands are set to work many months in advance, sewing the costumes the street musicians and dancers will wear during the provincial carnival festivities, the most important of Argentina. It is a respected tradition during these festivities the possibility of getting to know the different costumes of the several localities in the province and the country through a true artistic performance in costumes and floats. In the city of Mercedes, the most awesome carnival festivity is carried out. Other localities follow, such as Goya, Paso de los Libres, Monte Caseros, Curuzú-Cuatiá, Santo Tomé, Alvear, Bella Vista, and Corrientes Capital City, among others. Catchy rhythms, traditions, and colors go around the province, leaving behind splendorous nights for the visitors who arrived in January and February.
Tengo mi rancho lindo en el medio del estero, donde cantan las calandrias y te despiertan los perros. Mi rancho es como cualquiera, una tranquera, un eucalipto, dos perros chicos y uno más grande, y un ñandú guacho que viene y va. No quiero irme de aquí, ¿a dónde me voy a ir? Aquí llega poca gente, hay 3 leguas del poblado. Hay que nadar en los pasos con caballos vaqueanos. Y tengo 14 hijos y ya me fijo que la patrona anda panzona mientras mamanda en la cocina al más menor. No quiero irme de aquí, ¿a dónde me voy a ir? El viento a favor me trae las bombas desde el poblado. Son las fiestas patronales, la novena ha comenzado. Hay baile todos los días, yo no me iría. Hace 2 años que el comisario quiso palparme, le dije sí que me va a tocar. No quiero irme de aquí, ¿a dónde me voy a ir?
Mate, one of the most rooted Argentine traditions, is a hot beverage of water and dry yerba mate, cradled in the province of Corrientes. For the local people, the offer of mate to the visitors is a clear symbol of hospitality. For those tourists who enjoy light tastes, mate cocido is offered, a sort of yerba mate infusion served in cups for breakfast, accompanied by tortas fritas, individual pies made of flour, butter, and animal fat, sweet or salty. Moreover, the yerba mate was also used to prepare ice creams, pizzas, empanadas, sauces, and desserts, such as alfajores and pastry. On very hot days, the classical mate is replaced by tiriri, a dry yerba ground leaves in cold water with ice and lemon. Another famous and delicious provincial taste lies in the chipa, a sort of small bun made of cassava starch, milk, hard cheese, butter, and eggs. An event hits the province every January the 8th. Almost 400,000 people walk in pilgrimage to the most humble of the Argentine popular sacred places. An event hits the province every January the 8th. Almost 400,000 people walk in pilgrimage to the most humble of the Argentine popular sacred places the Catholic Church rejects, the Gauchito Hill. They do so on this date because in 1878, the Gauchito Hill was hanged by an army soldier. In the place where he died, there's a main sanctuary, located 8 kilometers off the city of Mercedes in the province of Corrientes, the entrance door to the Ibera marshes. Seconds before dying, the Chronic of the Time tells us that Antonio Gil assured his executioner that he would pray for him before the latter returned to his home, so that he could find his sick child cured. And so it was. Lately, the Gauchito Gil became extremely popular, so much so that it does not make any difference between social classes or any barriers of any kind. RAE, Argentina to the World, presented The Wetlands of Ibera, in the province of Corrientes. Production, Pablo Navarro. Edition, Esteban Villarruel. The voice, Miriam Turcula.